When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, if you're just tuning in, you missed it. The big news, Aziz Alshire has had a 3-game suspension handed down to him by the NFL. He will miss, as of right now, he will miss the Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore games, pending an appeal if he does indeed make one. Nick Caserio meets with the media in about 2 hours. So I'm sure that'll be the very first question will be about the impact of Aziz Alshire's suspension. You thought, Seth, he might be, you know, deferential to the rule book and to the league. I don't know, man. Especially if there's an appeal coming up. I could see Nick being like one of those head coaches in college football that's kind of campaigning for an at-large spot in the tournament a little bit,
trying to
make a case for why 3 games is extreme. You know,
the problem is that it's hard right now in these in a situation right now where everything is at a fever pitch, and honestly, the suspension coming down as quickly as it did feels a little bit reactionary by the league in terms of maybe them getting a finger on the pulse of like how much uproar and outrage there is, whatever.
Yeah.
So many people, frankly, like I honestly don't get it when people act like this is like the dirtiest hit they've ever seen. I genuinely don't understand that. And I right from the get-go said, look, Aziz is a guy that's constantly pushing the envelope on this stuff. He's got priors. I think there's a chance he gets suspended. He needs to learn when to like try to dial it back in those critical moments. But there are also a lot of other factors that led to this, including Trevor Lawrence sliding feet first late in the down, trying to get to the first down marker. And this is the big thing. There's way too many people out there framing this as helmet-to-helmet contact or targeting the head.
Including John Runyon, who handed out the suspension.
When he clearly, this is how they get away with it. They say head and neck area.
Yeah.
Because I would argue that Aziz was trying to hit the chest and the forearm slides up into the neck area.
So then they get
to lump in the head by saying head and neck area. But there wasn't contact. He didn't hit him in the helmet. If Aziz wanted to hit Trevor Lawrence in the helmet, he would have hit him in the helmet. Would have been the easiest thing in the world to do right there. So acting like that's the dirtiest thing you've ever done in football, do yourself a favor and Google dirtiest hits in NFL history.
I did.
You know, like it's not, come on.
What are you talking about? I did. It's crazy to think that this thing's getting lumped in. It was violent, there's no question, but that it's getting lumped in, that it somehow separates itself from the pack. in some way. Yeah. Like there's hits. There's a dozen, two dozen hits that look like that every season.
And there's so many examples because faking a quarterback slide is not illegal in the NFL the way it is in college.
Yeah.
There's way too many instances with Pat Mahomes specifically where he's looking like he's going to slide and then he ends up running a few more yards.
Yep.
And then the linebackers and the safeties end up looking like doofuses because Pat Mahomes is exploiting the rule for his own advantage. Yeah.
All the things that I feared would factor into a suspension, Seth, aside from the hit, aside from just the sheer violence of the hit itself, the optics of it, all the things, and even the melee afterwards, the things that I thought were unique to this that I thought would factor in all did, which was the forearm coming through the helmet. That got mentioned in the letter. You know, he's got a gigantic brace on that arm, too, so it makes it look worse. Mm-hmm. The Aziz's conduct after everything had died back down and he starts it back up again, that factored in. And I do think the way the letter was worded, your continued violation, the word continued means that they'd watched other... It wasn't the only hit by Aziz Alshire that they watched in handing down this suspension. Is what I would guess.
And that's where I think he was probably doomed from the get go to at least a one game suspension.
I agree.
My question about the whole thing is though the ramping up to three games immediately after, if all of this behavior was so concerning beforehand, at what point was he not delivered a suspension? You know, after the late hit last week, whatever it might be.
Yep.
The three games. They'll appeal it. To go back to your original question, I think they'll appeal it.
Yeah, I do too.
As far as how, so when everything's so hot button right now, like how do you get up and deliver some kind of a statement if you're Nick Caserio that tries to dial it back into a more rational level of discourse? Because it's radicalized me.
Yeah.
I went from trying to be super measured in all
you
of
did.
This, trying to be like old wise King Solomon.
Yep.
Now I'm like King Solomon where I'm like, nope, I'm going to cut the baby in half regardless. I don't care. Everybody's going down with me, damn it.
And by the way, let me point out, if you're not like a listener to all 4 hours of the show, Seth was this way at 6:02 a.m. today. This isn't something where the suspension has turned you in some way. You came you texted me at 5 in the morning this morning saying that you've been radicalized.
The level of lunacy of people claiming that this is the dirtiest hit they've ever seen is driving me damn
insane.
McClain said in 48 years he's never seen a hit as dirty as that. And I just, this collective amnesia by otherwise intelligent people is alarming to me.
Yep.
Because I don't think, look, it happens in politics all the time, but they know what they're doing. I feel like these people are actually genuinely deluded and aren't seeing things clearly if they think that's the dirtiest hit they've ever seen.
It's wild.
It's
wild.
Unbelievable.
Yep, it's wild. All right, let's get to power ranking of the power rankings. Back to football, and we'll dig more into the Aziz Alshire suspension in a little bit. People texting in a name on the text line that we'll get to. Folks, we'll get to that. Let's start. We do four outlets, SI.com, CBSSports.com, ESPN.com, and TheAthletic.com. I just gave you those in no particular order, but we are about to put them in an order we call the power ranking of the power rankings. How did these outlets do in ranking the Houston Texans? And how, I guess more importantly, how impressed or unimpressed were they by the win over the Jacksonville Jaguars? We did that poll of Texan fans earlier, and a majority of Texan fans have basically the same level of confidence after that win that they did before. About 55% of Texan fans said that. The interesting thing is, of the other 45%, most of them are less confident now after that game, based probably in large part how that game, you know, the last 12 minutes on defense. Let's see what the experts think. SI.com is fourth on the power ranking of the power rankings. Seth, they have the Texans 15th. Unmoved from last week. They were 15 last week. They're 15 this week. Here's what Connor Orr says. If you want to read my take on the Aziz Alshire situation, you can do so here with a link.
Hmm.
Only two other quarterbacks threw into more tight windows than C.J. Stroud did on Sunday, and I'm trying to decide whether that's because his receivers are not getting good separation or he's simply not seeing it right now. I think my takeaway is that Houston is doing a lot offensively to protect Stroud given the struggles of the O-line, which simply results in fewer available wide receivers. Stroud got smoked on his very first attempt on an excellent blitz from Devin Lloyd that nearly resulted in a sack. He still managed to get rid of the ball. I still think He's a plus player for Houston and is still making some excellent throws despite the circumstances. He being T.J. Stroud, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he 100% is still making a lot of good decisions. I think the instances where, oh, hey, he could have had this guy or this guy was coming open, that happens to every quarterback, whether they're playing at an all-pro level or whether they're, you know, one of the worst in the league. That's going to happen, but I think they really stick out because every rep is at such a premium when the offense is struggling the way it has. By and large, when I think CJ has been guilty of turning down the open receiver, I'm not making an excuse for it, but I think part of the equation is that he doesn't know when the next deep shot's going to be there, or he doesn't know that, you know, when the next time they get stuffed on first and 10 is going to be. So there's times where maybe he's been pressing too hard earlier in the season, more so than now, and lo and behold, it tends to coincide with, oh, Nico Collins returned, and now I think CJ's parsing it out a little bit better. The offensive line play versus an admittedly bad defense last week, but the offensive line play has improved in some regards. I still question their ability to run the ball versus genuinely good run defenses, but the pass protection, the blitz pickup, you know, that Dalton Schultz touchdown, that was five-man protection plus a running back who stayed in to pick up the blitz. They handled the blitz really, really well, and it created an opportunity to throw to Dalton Schultz, who was wide open. I don't think we saw that much earlier in the year. So yeah, they have – the offensive line has made some improvements. It's just, can it hold up versus the really good defense?
Yeah, we'll find out soon enough. All right, power ranking of the power rankings. SI.com is fourth. Third, CBSSports.com. Pete Prisco has the Texans at 14th. Again, like SI.com, unchanged from last week. So they were 14 last week. They're 14 this week. The Jags win. The win over the Jags didn't do anything to move them. Here's what Pete Prisco says, very tersely. They still don't look right on offense, so the rest of the season has to be about getting it going for the postseason. C.J. Stroud hasn't been the same guy. So there you go. We just talked about C.J., so that's Pete Prisco's take on the whole thing.
I think C.J. Stroud hasn't been the same guy, or C.J. Stroud is in a different situation now.
That's where I am. I think it has way more to do with the ecosystem he's in this year versus last year as to why maybe some things have been dialed backwards with him. I put it this way, Seth. I have zero concern about C.J. Stroud long term. Zero.
Right.
That he's still the guy, you know?
I think that, you know, last week was a good example, and I think we've seen this the last couple weeks. I think for people who are starting to worry that CJ is getting rattled by the constant harassment and what have you, I think he's doing a pretty good job under the circumstances of staying in the pocket, moving around, keeping his eyes downfield. And last week, lo and behold, the Texans actually did a good job in pass protection.
Yep.
You know, he faced 9 pressures out of 40 dropbacks, where he'd been facing pressure over 33% of the time on average.
Dude, during the batch,
50% of the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, during that 3-week stretch, week 7, 8, 9, it would have been 20 pressures and 40 dropbacks, you know?
Yeah.
So
that is one part of the Jaguars, I think. The fact that they do have some, like, they do present some challenges in pass protection that are better than, like, their overall defensive,
yes,
play. So that's the one area where I might look at and say, all right, offensive line, you know what? You showed me something. They've got some good defensive linemen over there, and for the most part, you did a good job of hemming them up.
Really? Their edge rushers are good edge rushers. Like, Trayvon Walker and Josh Hines-Allen are good football players. Laramie had the highest PFF score of anybody on the Texans in that game.
Oh, you know what? This is a topic for tomorrow, maybe. We got to start thinking about whether or not there's an offensive lineman in the circle of swarm this week.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some lead time to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a breakdown this afternoon. I got to look at the Texans' defensive ends too.
Yeah.
More closely, because the pass rush was not what we've grown accustomed to.
Yeah, they were invisible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to these last two outlets here. Power ranking of the power rankings. SI.com fourth. CBSSports.com third. Number two, The Athletic. The Athletic has the Texans 13th. And like the previous two outlets, Seth, they were 13 last week. They were the same rate. So they haven't moved one spot yet in the eyes of the experts we've gotten to. Here's what The Athletic says. The Athletic has their category this week for their blurb is worst case scenario for a team. Worst case scenario, C.J. Stroud's rookie year was a mirage. Ooh, and they say this. The Texans' second year QB is 25th in EPA per dropback, 23rd in passer rating. Since week seven, he's 27th in touchdown to interception ratio with five of each. He was good enough to beat Jacksonville on Sunday, but that's not the standard by which Stroud and the Texans will be judged this season. I think you and I just said, like, I'm not worried about CJ. I'm like, worst case scenario, his rookie year was a mirage. I don't believe it was. I think CJ is really good. I think he's going to be really good.
So. No, and I think that the big question is always going to come back to, is Bobby Slowick the guy to extract the best out of CJ Stroud? I don't think for a second there's going to be a change in coordinator during the bye week.
Nope. 0% chance.
That was my gut feeling. And then credit to Bobby. I thought he made some good adjustments in the run game. They went to more gap scheme in the second half, and that worked out. For me, it's too little too late. I think if Kevin Stefanski gets fired this year, he should have the McNair family jet bringing him to
Speed
Houston
dial.
Immediately.
Yeah.
If there's a better option out there in the offseason, that they got to go after that guy. Yeah. Stefanski might be awesome. That would be great.
Yeah.
The only problem with Stefanski is I think he'll get another head coaching opportunity.
I do too. I do too.
If he gets fired,
he's a 2-time coach of the year. He's been a coach for five years. He's won coach of the year twice. You know, he'll get another chance. All right, last one. Power ranking of the power rankings. Number one, ESPN.com. Good job, DJ Bienname. You and your outlet are number one in the Payne and Pendergast power ranking of the power rankings. And the only outlet, Seth, who was impressed enough by the win over the Jags to actually move the Texans up this week. Up one big notch from 12 to 11 in the power rankings for ESPN.com. Their category this week, first-time Pro Bowl nominee, and I couldn't agree with this one more. Theirs is Derek Stingley Jr. DJ says this, Derek Stingley has played at an all-pro level with moments of dominance. He's held two teams, Cowboys and the Jags, to a passer rating of less than 5 when throwing against him this season. Like 5.0, like a passer rating, like, you know, that's usually in like the 80s or 90s. He's held those two teams to below 5. Among cornerbacks with at least 300 snaps, he's allowed the fourth lowest passer rating when targeted. He's had the second most passes broken up. Stingley was a Pro Bowl alternate last year, but he's trending toward being a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro with these numbers. I think Derek Stingley, by and large this year, has played at an elite level at cornerback.
Those are the and those two guys, Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley, are obviously a big factor in any game, but going up versus the Dolphins, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. and giving D'Amico an opportunity to play aggressively when he wants to play aggressively, you just absolutely have to get A-plus games out of those guys. I think the Ravens, if you look at the way the Eagles played the Ravens, the Eagles loaded up at the line of scrimmage, said, hey, we're going to take the runaway, and do what you will. On the back end, we'll try to cover these guys, and the Eagles did a good job of it. I think that's probably going to be the same approach the Texans take, and you just flat out need awesome cornerback play from that.
You do.
The other Broncos fan's going to be upset at ESPN for putting them one behind the Texans. Same
Ooh.
Record.
Bum, bum, bum.
They're 12th behind the 11th place Texans.
They could play each other in the first round of the playoffs. If the Broncos go on a little run right here, they have the same record right now, the Texans and the Broncos. The Broncos are 8-5. Sean Payton, who has been the target of much ire on this show from me and you over the last couple years, is doing a great job right now with Bo Nix and with the Broncos.
I don't like his face.
Yeah, I know. You had a look on your face. I'm like, Seth's not liking me saying this stuff right now.
I don't like the cut of that dude's jib. Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. Pat, he fails the jib test. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. That's your power ranking of the power rankings. Up next, we'll circle back to Aziz Alshire. People texting in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. D'Amico, pick up the bat phone. Does he make the call? And
shine that J.J. Watt beacon towards the sky.
And where is Aziz Alshire on the list of most indispensable Houston Texans as we head into this three-game stretch? We'll hash that out in just a little bit. Stay there.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.